Beautiful morning, everyone. My name is Remy Susan Awokasiwe. Welcome to the Voice of Asha. And I want to talk to you this morning about being helped. There are three sets of people upon this earth. The first one are the resisted one. The second one are the unassisted. And the last one are the assisted, the helped one. Glory to God. The Bible talks about Paul. He said, "Grace and effectual door have been opened unto me, but there are many in adversity." Even the Paul, the man of grace, was resisted. Preach the gospel. I pray for you this morning. Every power resisting you from being what God has called you to be, the Lord come against them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord heard the cries of the people of Israelites, and he sent Moses to go and deliver them. But Pharaoh said, "No, you're not going anywhere." He resisted them. God has to judge every god in Egypt for them to go. God has to put the blood for them to release. Today I pray for you. Every prophecy, every word God has told you about, God has given to you, but power saying you cannot go. All you can go, you cannot go far. Today, the Lord judge them by the power and the blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let me share a few scriptures with you and I will lead you in prayer. The first scripture is in the book of 2 Kings 14:26. "But the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter." The Lord saw that the affliction was very bitter. "And whether bond or free, there was no helper of Israel." Hey, kapala baba baba. I pray for you this morning. The Lord send you help in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says our present help in the time of trouble. The Lord will send you prompt help. The Lord will send you present help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not receive delay help, but prompt help and present help in the name of Jesus. God could not do anything for them. They were afflicted, but there was no helper. But today, you receive the help of God, the help of men, and the help of angel in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, look at another one. 1 Chronicles 12:21. "And they helped David." Israel could not be helped, even though God saw, but there was no helper. But look at David. "And they helped David against the bands of raiders." As mighty as David was, we know David as a man of war. But the Bible says, at this junction, he could not fight for himself. But what happened? God said, helper. "And they helped David against the bands of raiders, for they were all mighty men of valor, and they were captains in the army." The next verse said, "And day after day, men came to help David, and they became a mighty host, as the host of God." You will receive day by day help in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. In the remaining 6 months of this year, Kapalama, you will receive present help. You receive prompt help. You receive daily help in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I love the scripture. The book of Exodus 2:16-20. "Now the priest of Midian has 7 daughters. Oh, I presume this one does not have a son, so he doesn't have a choice than to send her 7 daughters to go and look after his flock. But something happened. "And they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherd came and drove them away." They were resisted. And that's what happened day after day, because they don't have any helper. Maybe their father was of age, he couldn't follow them. As I said earlier, maybe he doesn't have a son, so he sent the 7 daughters to go and fetch water and to take care of his flock. But something happened. I love this one. "But Moses too." Hey, I don't know what I've been resisting you before now. The Lord will send your own Moses in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, "But Moses stood and helped them." But Moses stood and helped them. I called Moses the waiting helper. They did not ask for help, but Moses was waiting. Hey, in the remaining 6 months of this year, may God send you waiting helper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May God strategically place waiting helpers waiting for you in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life, Abba, that you have been resisted, you have been struggling, you have been restricted, you have been unassisted. In the remaining 6 months of this year, the Lord will send you waiting helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. "And but Moses stood and helped them and watered their flock." He did not only help them. He did not only fought for him. Definitely he's going to fight. You know Moses now. You know how he killed him. How he killed one of the Egyptians. The mandate of God upon his life. He hated injustice. And because he knew that these ladies need to be helped, the Bible says he resisted them. He fought for them. And what happened? And the Bible says, "When they came to Reuel, their father said, 'How is it that you have come so soon today?' And they said, 'An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherd, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock.' So he said to his other, 'And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may his bread.'" I'm going to round off today. That Moses was not only a waiting helper, he followed them home. He did not only follow them home, he stayed with them. From waiting helper to following helper, from fallen helper to permanent helper. I pray for you this morning that in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be resisted again in the name of Jesus. The Lord will send you prompt helper in the name of Jesus. He will send you present helper in the name of Jesus. He will send you waiting helper at every junction of your life, your husband, your wife, your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. And he will send you fallen helper and a permanent helper. You no longer be stranded in the name of Jesus. Enjoy the help of God, the help of angels, and the help of man. See you tomorrow. God bless you.